Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the man, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, and how are you?
I can't complain, you know, but getting along. I mean, people come up to me and say, you're still on crutches? And I say, well, you have to understand something. I had one knee done 6 weeks ago, and I'm going to have another knee done within the next month or so. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I'm on crutches because not only am I supporting the knee that was done, but the other knee, which is in bad shape, is also getting supported. So the main factor here is, for folks that are listening, my pain level is down more than 50%. That's the first thing. And you know what? That alone has made life a lot easier. And, you know, it's like my doctor said, now it's going to take patience. Once we do all the stuff, it's going to take patience. It's going to take 3 to 6 months for each knee. But in the meantime, I'm walking around. I didn't miss hardly any work at all. So that's what I say to people who say that. Now let's get on to this forecast.
Well, we have showers. and again, showers are not any kind of steady rain. They're here and there. Low 70s at best, and then partly cloudy tonight, 55 to 60. Sun and patchy clouds, breezy weather Friday, mid-70s. I think tomorrow night will be in the 40s. Sunny Saturday, 80. Sun and clouds Sunday, middle 80s. So there you have it. Finally, a weekend with no rain.
Yeah, but it's not a holiday weekend.
Yeah, well, can't have everything. Simple as that, right?
That's right. So I'm looking at people that are watching on Facebook Live, and I've got some new names this morning. You know, you often wonder whether they're bots or whether they're people. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the names that's there is Parbin Bora. And then there's Niraji Vipin Gupta, and maybe he's related to Sanjay Gupta. Think that's possible?
Yeah.
I don't know. These are suspect names. I hope they're real people and they're not bots. That's all
well,
I can say.
How would you find out?
I'm not going to investigate. Why? I don't care that much. Whenever I see an interesting name, though, is when my eyes open up. So anyway, so now, I thought we were going to get some severe thunderstorms. I looked at the line last night that was coming, but it never came across us.
No, it kind of weakened and then redeveloped over Long Island and Eastern Connecticut. there was tornado warnings for Eastern Connecticut early this morning. So, it had a punch, but just not in our listening area. We did have a tropical storm called Mindy, but she made landfall over Apalachicola, Florida overnight and now downgraded to a tropical depression. She will move across southern Georgia out into the Atlantic and bye-bye. Hurricane Larry will sideswipe Bermuda to the east and then head up to Nova Scotia. And that's it. And the rest of the tropics right now are quiet.
So we're in a decent weather pattern then for the beginning of September. Now
I would have to say decent. I mean, you know, Monday and Tuesday will definitely be more humid, and they'll be in the middle 80s. So you know, that's still decent. Before you know it, Marshall.
Don't say it. Don't say it. I don't even want to think about that. I hate the winter. I hate the winter. So unbelievable.
Yeah.
And in this strange time we live in, where weather events are extreme, you can't even count on anything really. Really?
Oh,
you can't.
No, you really can't. You're right. You really, really,
all right,
really
who's
can't.
Who's calling you?
Absolutely right. Excuse me?
Who's calling you?
Oh, that's the Office of Emergency Management for New York City.
Oh.
Yeah, well, they're not supposed to call at this time, so. I tell them what time to call.
Next time you speak to them, tell them they have to change their name because their emergency management hasn't been very good.
Yeah, really. I mean, you know, they panic because the least little heavy rain now, you know, sets them into a panic because of what happened a week ago. You know, we all know, right, folks? We all know weather events never duplicate. They could be similar, but to get two events identical, very rare. Very rare.
And you know what? Last time they had an event like this was Superstorm Sandy, okay? But still, when was that, 10, 11 years ago?
Yeah, 11.
But still, that was meant to be the storm of the century. Well, guess what? It was the storm of the decade. And then you get this little pokey leftover tropical depression, which causes basically almost the same damage. So New York learned nothing in those 10 years, 10, 11 years.
Well, I mean, that's one way of looking at it.
You know, when you have a major event like, look at New Orleans. Thank God. I mean, they still had problems, but they were much better off this hurricane than what happened to them. They were much better off.
Oh, yeah. Well, for one thing, you didn't have the levees breaching.
Yeah.
So that helped tremendously. And again, they were forewarned well in advance. I think they were forewarned well in advance with Katrina as well.
Oh, they were. And I can remember the morning that Katrina actually hit, people were still in the bars in New Orleans, and there was a little water running in the streets, and they were making fun of it. Well, then they found out that that water was coming from the back end, and everything went to hell. Everything went to hell in a handbasket.
I can never remember. Yeah. Right. Never underestimate or trust a tropical system.
Yeah, and I can remember people sitting in bars saying, oh, this was nothing. I never, and then, boom, the levees gave. So I can remember that like it was yesterday. An American city completely shut down. Completely. Amazing.
It was amazing, yeah.
When you see what happened in New York, that's amazing as well. I mean, you know, after you go through it once, these things should be planned better. It's just plain sense. It's just, I don't know. Maybe it's that I'm getting older and crotchier. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think you're right. I mean, you could consider Sandy a dress rehearsal. You know, if you wanted, but you know, it was a change of administration too. It's right? Because Sandy Bloomberg was in charge then.
Yeah. But still, you know, you would just think all the tax dollars you put in. Well, now that we don't have to spend $200 billion a year in Afghanistan, let's do something, you know, on top of the regular infrastructure package. Let's do something about bracing our cities for, because we no longer can prevent what's happening. It's already here, so now we're going to have to deal with the situation at hand.
Yeah, you're right. In order to reverse, global warming and all of this, it's going to take years and years and years. I don't think we'll see it in our lifetime.
No. It's the events are already in action. And so now, instead of trying to plan so it doesn't happen, we have to adapt and plan, okay, what are we going to do now that it's here?
Right. Exactly.
It sounds
exactly. Sweet. So in the meantime, at least we don't have to worry about anything tropical here. That's the good news.
No. Now, did you hear any news about your air conditioning?
Nope, not a word. I guess I should call them today.
There's nothing more depressing than that. There really isn't. When you have, you know, you're willing to say you need to fix something, you're paying to fix it, you've ordered the thing to fix it, and now you got to just sit there.
Just sit there. And this morning, I have one of those small little tower fans blowing on me here in the weather center. That's how warm and humid it is.
Yeah, because it is sticky. It is sticky. There's no doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
Oh, well, Pat, better days are coming.
Well, that's what they say.
And also, you'll be able to work on the movie now.
Why is that?
Why? So, I mean, you're going to be starting the filming. So
we started last weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, but now you at least you've got something else to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how much I'm looking forward to it, but we will proceed.
Well, it's something different. All right, let's recap this forecast so people can feel better.
Well, we have the showers today, but then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday look nice with sunshine, warm temperatures, low humidity.
There you go, in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Pat, I want you to have a great day.
I'm going to try. Marshall, do the same.
And we'll check with you tomorrow morning.
That sounds good, Marshall.
All right, Pat, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio. And, of course, you can always listen to Pat on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on weather with Pat Pagano.